35 shires across New South Wales and Queensland have been declared disaster zones as floods grip the state. There's been 91 millimetres of rain in Coonamble overnight, and the SES says Cowra residents may be evacuated. Parts of Queanbeyan are still underwater after the town experienced its worst floods in decades. Floods have killed 5 people in central Queensland and 1 in New South Wales. The lawyer for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says she's concerned her client may also be charged with espionage. Jennifer Robinson told ABC News Breakfast Mr. Assange remains in good spirits despite being held in a London jail on sex charges. About 250 people have rallied in Brisbane to support WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The federal government has defended the accuracy of data on its new My Hospital website. The site to be launched today compares surgery waiting times and emergency ward performance of hospitals across Australia. Victorian Health Minister David Davis says that Victoria's data could have been manipulated under the previous state Labor government. But Federal Health Minister Nicola Roxon says the figures were independently checked. Student protesters have again clashed with riot police in Britain about the government's decision to raise tuition fees. Thousands of students took to the streets, lighting fires and hurling flares and paint bombs at police. The ABC's Kerry O'Brien has earned one of Australian journalism's highest honours, winning the Walkley Award for Journalistic Leadership.